Welcome back to The Metabolomist. This is a special episode that was recorded in Prague at the Metabolomics 2025 conference. You probably saw me going around with my microphone asking people what their favorite metabolite is. So now is the moment that you get to hear the favorite metabolite of 10 brave attendants to this conference who took the time to talk with me. Listen to what they think is an interesting metabolite, and maybe that will make you think about the one that you want to put forward the next time that you meet me at a conference. Enjoy. So hi, so first please tell us who you are and where you work, please.
Hi, my name is Elena. I'm from Czech Republic, from University of Pardubice. My research is surrounded by cancer stuff. My group is mostly focusing for lipidomics, and I'm only one who's doing metabolomics there, so I'm really enjoy this. I'm in the second year of my PhD, so I'm pretty young for the research, but I'm very curious what's waiting for me.
Wonderful. So do you already have a favorite metabolite? And if so, why is it your favorite?
Yes, of course. I started with my master with LCMS. So basically, I'm working in the metabolomics fields around 2 years. And since the beginning, I deal with the phosphate compounds. And as we know, the phosphate compounds are especially metabolized, are really problematic. Also with ion source fragmentation, also the LC. So my favorite one maybe is the most problematic one for the identification is like simply CoA, as we are doing like under untargeted metabolomics without derivatization and without special things. I know it's a really problematic, low abundant. So yeah, this is my favorite compound because it's weird, like challenging, and yeah, I like it.
That sounds really cool. Have you found some solutions to those challenges already, or it's still work in progress?
Of course, it's still in the progress, but what I know from right now, yeah, that the four CoAs we need to have like special type of sample preparation. We cannot catch them like untargeted. It's like every single phosphates or others. So yeah, we need to find like one solution for sample preparation for them, because their behavior as a composition of the structure is completely different than other phosphate compounds. So it's yeah, it contains three phosphates, but usually it's like behavior of like one phosphate or 0-1. Yeah, so it's challenging, and I'm really enjoying time to spend with CoAs.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this very chemistry-oriented answer.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, so please tell us your name and where you work.
My name is Domenica Berardi. I work at Yale University in the US with Dr. Caroline Johnson.
Okay, and so what's your favorite metabolite and why?
My favorite metabolite is succinic acid. It's actually quite difficult to measure, but it's also pretty important in cancer. Can be like a really turning point, like with certain gene mutations, and so it's pretty important.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Hi, so please, to begin, tell us what your name is and where you work, please.
Hi, my name is Federico Padilla. I work at Wageningen Food Safety Research in Wageningen University and Research in the Netherlands.
Thank you. And so what's your favorite metabolite and why?
Well, my favorite metabolite, I would have to say, is a quercetin heterodimer. It's a novel metabolite that I isolated a few years ago that I haven't published yet, but I believe is involved in the protection of plants against environmental stress. So it was very arduous and very difficult to elucidate the structure. It took me like 2 years or so. So I think that would make it my favorite metabolite.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi. So to start, please tell us who you are and where you work, please.
Hello. My name is T. My full name is T. Trang Hoffman. And I work in Utrecht University in the Netherlands. And in my project, I study two main subjects. One is on T-cell metabolism, and the second one is on extracellular vesicles metabolomics. So it's quite different branches, but in general, I'm interested in understanding the communication, especially the metabolic communications between cancer cells and immune cells.
Very interesting. Thanks. So what's your favorite metabolite and why?
Yeah, my favorite metabolite is, I think, ATP. As a person, I think we all need ATP.
Anything more specific than this?
Yeah, Also on a scientific term, we use a stable isotope tracer in our setup. I think it's quite a beautiful molecule because with stable isotope and whatever metabolites you label it with, you can follow so much in details which pathway is actually involved to make this, you know, very simple molecule.
It's a very complex molecule, right?
Yeah.
You work in cancer, you just said, huh? So is that one reason that brought you to ATP?
That's one. And also personally, my father is diagnosed with two types of cancers.
Okay.
So with metabolism, we understand something. We understand maybe not the full picture of cancer metabolism. Yeah, so that's what brought me to this topic, I think.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for discussing with me.
Yeah, thank you too.
Hi, can you please tell me your name and where you work?
Yes. Hi, I'm Rosina, and I work in Wageningen University as a PhD student.
Great. So what's your favorite metabolite and why?
Yeah, my favorite metabolite is capsaicin, because I come from Mexico and we have a very nice food. And I kind of enjoy every day adding some capsaicin in my food. It's what I do.
Do you work on it in your work as well?
No, I do more computational metabolomics. And I try to integrate different omics, genomics and metabolomics.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Please tell us first who you are and where you work.
Okay. My name is Malena Mansi. I'm currently working at the University of Barcelona in Marta Cascante team.
Wonderful. And so what's your favorite metabolite and why?
Or it's not easy to choose one, but I would say ATP, just because it's a key player in our system and it's our source of energy, and it's really hard to measure.
Yeah, it is. Have you tried already? Or
not yet, but a long time ago, someone asked me to do so, and I was reading a lot, and I discovered that it was really, really hard to do it correctly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, so please to begin, tell us what your name is and where you work.
Hello, I'm Elliot James Price, working at Recetox, Masaryk University, Brno, Czech Republic, and also we're a hub coordinating center of IRENE, the Environmental Exposure Assessment Research Infrastructure.
Great, thank you. So what's your favorite metabolite and why?
This goes back to my education, where I did my PhD in plant metabolomics, and my favorite metabolite is probably, something related to spirostan 1,2-diol, where essentially we believed that we had measured or potentially identified spirostan 1,2-diol in a Dioscorea plant, and then it turned out that we hadn't, and it's still unknown.
And you tried to use standards, right, to identify your analyte?
Mm-hmm, and that didn't match particularly well. And also the standard didn't really match spirostan 1,2-diol with very good purity either.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like difficult times.
It was enjoyable, and it's unknown, more to discover.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So hi, first please tell us what your name is and where do you work?
Hi, my name is Paula Darwin, and I'm working at the University of Cambridge.
Thank you. And so what's your favorite metabolite and why?
So my favorite metabolite is ceramide 180181, because it's previously been linked to type 2 diabetes and sort of insulin resistance. And I found that that can actually be linked to sort of pre-diabetic signs, sort of a lot of weight gain and sort of early changes in obesity in the liver with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
That sounds really interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hi, so please first tell us what's your name and where you work, please.
Hi, my name is Sylvia Rodenkovic and I work at UMC Utrecht in the Netherlands, and I am doing my clinical fellowship in clinical biochemical genetics.
Great. And so what's your favorite metabolite and why?
Now, it's very early in the morning and I slept 4 hours. So at this moment, caffeine and glucose are my favorite metabolites. But if you ask me on another day, I might say serotonin, because that's also a nice one, although they are all pretty, some of them can be hard to measure, right? But I say sugars, yeah.
Sugar and caffeine, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Hi, can you please tell us your name and where you work?
Hi, my name is Hagen Gegner. I work at CTC Analytics in Switzerland. We're the makers of the PAL system. So I'm now working on automation.
Perfect. And so what's your favorite metabolite and why?
In my previous life, or well, before automation, I worked on metabolomics in general. So I was a marine scientist looking into the metabolites in corals. And there was one particular metabolite that still haunts me a little bit, but also fascinates me a little bit. It's fluoridoside. It's a sugar. We hypothesized that this particular sugar is building up in corals in high salinity environments. Mm-hmm. And as a byproduct, so to speak, these corals then have a higher thermal tolerance. And it was super interesting to me because I was working on ocean warming. Why are corals not bleaching in the Red Sea compared to maybe the Great Barrier Reef? So that's how I got into metabolomics as well. That was my kind of metabolite that set me off.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of The Metabolomist. If you enjoyed this conversation and want to stay updated, subscribe to our newsletter at themetabolomist.com to be the first to know when our next episode drops. Until then, I hope you get to keep exploring the fascinating world of metabolomics.